Hello, welcome back to my podcast. So apologies, it's been quite so long since my last episode. I didn't have a huge following, to be fair, so there's I think about 26 people or 26 listens to my last episode. So if you are going to be one of those people who listened to the last one and continue listening, welcome back. I've had various things going on in my life, which has meant this podcast just took a pause, but I'm now ready to start it up again. So here we are. So since my last podcast, my mum passed away, and it's something that hit me quite hard. I think it's something that it kind of comes to you in waves, I think. So we've just been sorting out the loft. We've got baby number two on the way, so more podcast episodes about that, I'm sure, in the future. We were going through some old toys and things that and clothes and stuff like that, and my daughter came across a toy that my mum bought for her, and it just hit me again about, mum will never meet this person. You know, she was able to meet my daughter when she was first born, but she'll never know, the person that she grew into. And it's just, those are the moments that where it hits you again and again throughout life, and it kind of becomes, it never really goes away. But it's good to talk about it. So I think one of the things that's kept me sane actually is kind of voicing my thoughts and feelings as and when I have them. Otherwise I don't think I would have coped very well. When I say that I've talked about it, what I really mean is that I've talked to myself about it. I often will sit in my car, talk it literally out loud to myself about what I'm feeling, how I'm feeling. And I think it takes quite a lot to then transfer that to talking to somebody else. And I think that it's a step that is difficult, and it's one that I actually haven't taken yet. But it's one that I've been considering for a while. So, sharing this anonymously on a podcast is far easier than trying to share my thoughts and feelings with, people that I actually look at or talk to face to face. I think it's amazing how different that can feel, I think. And it's okay to admit that as well, if that's something that you're going through. It's okay to not feel okay to share that with people. It's not all doom and gloom, though. I really, really enjoy reading things like books that my mum bought for my daughter with her. And, we talk about who bought the book. And I think that's a way of, reminding her that although my mum isn't here anymore, that she's still in some ways a part of her life. What's the most difficult thing, I hear you ask? Wait for it. Drum roll. That's my attempt at ominous humour. You're welcome. So the hardest part for me is actually when we are around other family. So when Ruby, who's my daughter, is playing with, her cousins, or playing with her grandma that's still alive. And I get the sense that, it's such a shame that my own mum is missing out on these things. And I think it doesn't get easier, that it's always in the back of your mind. And I think it's something that you don't want to admit to yourself in a way, but it's a really difficult thing to deal with. There we go, that's the end of my episode, and thank you so much for listening. My next podcast will be about a cheerier topic, I promise, but I hope that if you have experienced loss and are dealing with similar emotions, that you found it an interesting listen. Until next time, take care.